K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Billy. I live in Kettering.
Hey, Billy.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Fry, you doing good?
Of course.
Okay. We're good, Billy. What's the matter?
Well, I've been listening to this show for a while, and I just wanted to try to make something right here. So basically, I want to get a second date with a nice lady that I met a couple weeks ago. And had a first date with, and it was pretty good. It's pretty good, actually. We met at Harrigan's. And
oh, God.
Hey.
Was Fry there?
he was at the bar.
My second
That's where
home.
He usually is.
Well, yeah, it was good. It was a fun time, actually. And I was having a divorce party with some of my buddies, and we're just talking about, you know, divorce, whatever. And anyway, Regina lived kind of close to me, so I wanted to pick her up and take her out. And so I got her, and we went to the Green, and we had a nice dinner at Brio, and just walked around and talked, and it was really nice. I mean, she'd only been out of a marriage herself for a few months, but we just talked about that, you know, how it's kind of nice to be free and get a fresh start, and I had a nice time, and I think she was too. She was smiling a lot, and I just really wanted to make her happy, and I stopped at Bath & Body Works and bought her a candle.
Aww.
And then we were driving back, and I'm pretty sure I've had some panic attacks before, and I kind of know when it's coming on, and I think one was starting to happen, so I was getting a little, you know, panicky, and I the date just kind of, let's just say it went south from there. And I want to just own up to it, and I just want to, you know, apologize to her. I want to talk to her and try to get back on track with her and maybe get a second date going again.
So this was your divorce party then, Billy, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay. I gotcha. Well, what's her name?
Her name's Regina.
All right. Well, if you hold on the phone here, we'll put you on hold for a second, and we'll grab her number off the air and give her a buzz. Maybe we can get you two back in touch here in a couple minutes. We'll probably have her on the phone about 10 minutes for
you. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Billy, what kind of candle? What was the scent?
What was the scent?
Yeah.
It was a pine.
Pine.
They got that new balsam pine there at Bath. Did you go to Bath & Body Works?
Yeah, I got one of the big ones.
Oh, you're going big dog style.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
The phone's been ringing here for a second, so.
Hello.
Hi, Regina. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from the Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you guys?
Good. You got a few minutes?
Sure.
Yeah, well, you're on the air with us, and we just wanted to chat for a little bit. Right, Fry?
That's right. Now, Regina, we got a chance to talk to somebody named Billy. He said maybe you guys hung out for a little bit. Do you know Billy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he said you guys went maybe out on a date, and he thought everything went pretty good, and he said he was just kind of curious why he can't get back together with you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not surprised he called you because he's been calling and texting me.
Uh-oh.
Like a lot?
Like a lot, yeah.
Like stalkery?
I mean, I hate to say that, but it's a lot. It's more than, you know, I feel like if I call somebody, then you just wait for them to call you back. You don't call back again a couple of times, you know?
He kind of said he felt bad and he wanted to apologize about something. And, you know, he sounded like he felt bad, didn't he, Fry?
Yeah, he did. Did you guys have a good time, though?
I mean, we did. For the beginning was great. We went to dinner at Brio, which is always great. And we had a lot in common because we're both newly single out of bad marriages, so, you know, we could talk about that, and it was great. I mean, it really was. I liked him a lot, and I was like, this is wonderful, you know, for a first date, and we walked around the Green, and he bought me a candle, which is cute and random, but really cute.
Yeah, that is.
And, yeah, right? Like, I was like, that's cute. I don't know. No one's ever done that before. But then immediately after, we're, like, walking to the car, and he's just silent. And then we get in the car, and he's, like, shaking and sweaty. And I'm like, you know, I don't know people, his health history. So I'm like, is he having a heart attack? What's going on? And then all of a sudden, you know, The Dance by Garth Brooks comes on. And he just starts sobbing.
He's crying?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, crying, sobbing. And, you know, I get it. You know, I mean, I'm out of a marriage, too. So I figure that must be it. So he's just sad and this is a lot. Maybe it's his first date. So I'm like, you know, what's the matter? And he's like, this is her song.
The ex?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
awkward.
Yeah, a little bit.
Awkward, yeah. And I'm like, okay. Again, I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to hold us together here and be like, okay, you know, I'm so sorry, like trying to comfort him, but he's inconsolable about this. And then he asks, you know, if he can pull over. And I'm like, okay, that's probably a good idea because it's hard to drive when you're sobbing. And so we're in a Kroger parking lot, which is, you know, always romantic. And and he basically just is talking, you know, sobbing. And then in between sobs, he asks if he can call her. And I'm like, her, you know, who? And he wants to call his ex to apologize for not being a good husband.
With you in the car.
In the car when we're on a date together.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I was trying to be nice, but that was just it for me. And I was like, you know what, do what you got to do, but I got to go. I'm just going to have my friend pick me up.
That is sad. Couldn't you just forgive him for that?
I mean, I can forgive him. Absolutely. Absolutely forgive him. But I don't need to be, I'm still dealing with my own stuff. I cannot do that. I've moved on, you know, so.
Too much baggage.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Regina.
Regina, you may have just heard, actually, Billy's been on the phone here. He's been hanging out with us listening.
Stop it.
Yeah. Well, we felt bad for him.
Listen, Regina, I just want to apologize formally, okay?
Okay.
And I'm really sorry, and, you know, I get it. I get it, but I think that you should give me a second chance because I you know, I'm sorry that I kind of lost it a little bit, but I think it's kind of understandable, and I just think that if you give me another shot, you can see that I got it together and that we can have fun together.
Billy, I totally forgive you. I mean, it is all forgiven, and you know, I wish you the best, but I cannot. It's just too much, and I don't think you're ready, so I think we should just, you know, part ways and wish each other the best.
Hmm. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I'm not the only one who's been messed up by divorce. I mean, you've got plenty of stories, too, and I feel like it's just kind of understandable, and I think you're kind of going about this the wrong way, and I think maybe you're talking out of your hurt, too. No?
Okay, Billy. I'm messed up by divorce. You're absolutely right. So I just think two people messed up by divorce or do not belong together at all. So let's just call it as that. And, you know, I get it. I get what you're trying to do. And I know that it sometimes seems desperate, but you just got to move on.
I know, but I mean, I am moving on. That's why I want to go on another date with you.
I know, but I mean, I think you should move on from me, too.
Regina, listen, why did you get out of the car? I mean, I could have taken you home at least.
Because the date was over, Billy. I'm sorry. You are not ready to date yet. You're not.
So you're in this Kroger's parking lot. You get out of the car. What happens? What do? You wait for somebody to come get you or what?
Yeah, I mean, I called one of my friends and I went inside the Kroger.
Billy, did you leave? Did you stay? What'd you do?
No, I stuck around for a little bit. I mean, I felt bad. I didn't know what was going on. So she said, don't follow me in there. And I wasn't going to be a crazy person, but I just kind of stuck around just in case she couldn't get a hold of someone or change her mind or something like that. Because, you know, I know that I'm a good guy and I was just going to stick around for her.
Regina, you were wigged out at this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of get the feeling you just wanted to get the heck away from old Billy boy here.
I did. I mean, I think once you get through a bad marriage, like your tolerance level for like crazy stuff is a little bit lower.
I mean, crazy is kind of strong. I mean, I had a bad
day. I
know,
you're right, Billy. You're right. I'm sorry. I don't even mean that you're crazy. I just think that the situation was a little crazy. I think in a couple of years, you're going to look back and be like, oh my gosh, this was crazy, you know? So it's just, what I'm just saying is it's like I'm a little further ahead than you are, I think, in the mourning process of our marriages. And so it's just like I can't even deal with this. I'm a little lower on that tolerance, I guess, is what I meant.
I mean, I guess I just was hoping to call here and get a second shot at it. And I guess I just messed up real bad.
I'm sorry, Billy. I've just moved on, okay? And I think you should, too. And I think you're going to be happier, I promise. It gets
You've
better.
Moved on already?
Well, I mean, I've moved on. I'm not, like, in love, but, yeah, I mean, I'm moving on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But he got you a candle.
Come on. I gave it back to him. I'm not mean.
But a candle's so sweet. Why'd you pick a candle, Billy?
I bought her a candle because that's what I bought my ex-wife on our first date, and I just thought, you know, just kind of reminded me of that.
You might want to try a new Lucky Charm, man.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
So there's no way, Regina?
No. Sorry.
Sorry, Billy, but we can play the song for you.
Yeah, that we could do.
Just,
I mean, I guess.
You're not at work, are you?
No.
Okay.
Right.
It's all right, guys. I appreciate the effort anyway.
Give yourself some more time, Billy.
Yeah, that makes sense.